This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Islam. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you بإذن الله تعالى for the beginning of the series going through the book بداية العابد وكفاية الزاهد والحمد لله. What is this book? This is a simple book of Hanbali fiqh inshaAllah. Hanbali jurisprudence. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. We've already explained the book 33 lessons for every Muslim. And this was a simple basic book with regards to the deen of Al-Islam. A rusty Muslim, a revert Muslim, simply explained the entire deen in 33 simple beautiful lessons. Walhamdulillah. Then we've also explained Umdatul Fiqh, which was a detailed book in Hanbali fiqh, and we explained it as such that we mentioned the opinions of the Shafi'i scholars, the Hanbali scholars, the Maliki scholars, the Hanafi scholars, etc. Many contemporary issues we discussed in that explanation. Walhamdulillah, plus minus over 70 hours of audio, video, mashallah. We thought that now maybe a level, maybe a book that could cover matters in between those two levels. So not too simple as 33 lessons, not as advanced as Umdatul Fiqh, maybe something in between. And so we chose Bidayatul Abidi wa Kifayatul Zahidi walhamdulillah, commencement of the worshipper and sufficiency of the ascetic. Walhamdulillah. This is by who? This is by Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah al-Ba'ali, who was born in the year 1110 and passed away in 1192. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the copy that we are using has been translated by Abu Ibrahim John Starling. Abu Ibrahim John Starling. And you can easily find a copy of this online. You can purchase this online bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, as we mentioned, this is a simple book of Hanbali fiqh. And fiqh covers, the book covers the matters related to the four pillars of Al-Islam. So we will be discussing matters pertaining to Tahara, your Siyam, your Hajj, and the matters of zakah, insha'Allah. As we said, this is in accordance to the Hanbali school of jurisprudence. And we must follow progression in learning. We need to obviously learn to crawl before we can run. And so step by step, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And that's why we study fiqh via a madhab, insha'Allah, so that there is progression and so that there is order in our madness, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, for this explanation, we have benefited from the explanation of the author. The author himself, mashallah, he's explained his book, Bidayatul Abid, in his explanation entitled Bulugh Al-Qasid. Bulugh Al-Qasid. Then there's also another fantastic written explanation available, which is titled Munyatu Sajid. Munyatu Sajid. Walhamdulillah. We've also benefited from the three contemporary Hanbali scholars, Mutlaq al-Jasir, Amir Bahjat, and Ahmed al-Qa'imi. All of them have audio explanations of this book, Bidayatul Abidi wa Kifayatul Zahidi, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with that short introduction, we begin with the author's biography. So this book that we will be studying, this simple book of Hanbali fiqh, who is this author? What do we know about his biography? Let us discuss bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. The sheikh, the jurist, the scholar, and skilled imam, Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah ibn Ahmed al-Halabi al-Dimishqi al-Hanbali, was born on the 12th of Jumad al-Ula. You might find that in the text it states that he was born on the 21st. That is incorrect. He was born on the 12th of Jumad al-Ula in the year 1110 AH after the Hijrah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1110 years after the Hijrah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ba'labak. This is in the land of Sham. He was raised in a house filled with knowledge. His father, his grandfather and great-grandfather were all revered scholars, along with his older brothers, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Hanbali and his other brother, Sheikh Ahmed, the author of Rawd An-Nadi, the explanation of Kafi Al-Mubtadi. After he reached the age of discernment, he began his study of the noble Quran with his father, and he completed this by the age of 10. He then began seeking knowledge with his first teacher, the Sheikh Awad Al-Hanbali Al-Nablusi, who taught him the Ajrumiyya in Arabic grammar, Akhsar Al-Mukhtasarat in Fiqh, which is another super important matan in Hanbali Fiqh. It's a text in Hanbali jurisprudence. He studied with him many years, gradually developing and maturing in his knowledge. After his father passed away, he and his two brothers studied under the tutelage of Sheikh Abu Muwahib Al-Hanbali. Abu Al-Muwahib Al-Hanbali. So himself and his two brothers. There's an error in the translation. It states, he remained under the tutelage of his brother and scholar. Incorrect. Rather, the correct is, after his father passed away, our author and his two brothers, they remain in the tutelage of Sheikh Abu Al-Muwahib Al-Hanbali for 5 years, learning fiqh and hadith. He also studied with the scholar Abdul Qadir Al-Taghlibi Al-Hanbali, author of Nailul Ma'arib, for about 15 years, learning ahadith, fiqh, Arabic, grammar, inheritance, and usul, subhanallah. Upon the completion of his studies, he was granted a general ijaza, permission to teach. He also attended the lessons of the scholar Ismail Al-Ajluni, the author of Kashf Al-Khafa, in Sahih Al-Bukhari under the Nasr Dome, in the Umayyad Mosque for approximately 9 years, and he was granted general ijaza permission. Later he traveled to Halab and he remained there studying logic, usul, grammar and speaking. He had numerous teachers and received many accolades from them as well as ijaza. He also possessed the shortest chain of narration with regards to Sahih al-Bukhari, and there were only 10 narrators between him and the author. Imam al-Ba'li was praised by many scholars and was known for seeking knowledge his entire life and for his numerous teachers. MashaAllah, he had many, many teachers and spent many, many, many years in study. Al-Muradi said about him, the sheikh, the scholar, the virtuous, the righteous, he was a faqih, he was proficient in the Islamic sciences, in particular the various recitations. Ibn Badran, the famous Hanbali scholar, states about him that he was a faqih, an expert, eloquent, a poet. Sheikh Abdul Hay Al-Kittani, not Khattabi, but rather Sheikh Abdul Hay Al-Kittani says, the Sheikh, the scholar, the reciter, the Qari, the possessor of Isnad. He authored numerous books, including an abridgment of Al-Jami' Al-Saghir of Imam Asyuti, and he named it Nur Al-Akhyar wa Rawd Al-Abrar fi Ahadith al-Nabi al-Mustafa al-Mukhtar, in which he confined himself to the Ahadith transmitted by Imam Ahmed, Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. An explanation of the previous book he also authored, and he called it Fath al-Sitar wa Kashf al-Mukhtar. So he summarized the book of Imam al-Suyuti and then he wrote an explanation of it. He has a concise manual of worship, Ibadat, which is entitled Bidayatul Abid wal Kifayatul Zahid, which we will be explaining bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. An explanation of the previous book, which is entitled Bulugh al-Qasid wa Jul al-Maqasid. An explanation of Ibn Bilibban's Akhsar al-Mukhtasarat, entitled Kashf al-Mukhaddarat wa Riyad al-Muzhirat. A scholarly poem abridging al-Rahabiyya in Inheritance, Science of Inheritance, entitled Ad-Durratul Madiyya Mudiyya fi Ikhtisar al-Rahabiyya. an explanation of the previous poem entitled Al-Fawaid Al-Mardiyya, a poem entitled Nazm Al-Ajrumiyya. Abdul Rahman Al-Ba'li remained in Halab with support from numerous people until his passing away in 1192 after the Hijrah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah shower him with mercy. And so that we've read from page number 8 and page number 9 from the English translation of this Bidayatul Abid wa Kifayatul Zahid walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, what stands out with regards to his biography? The numerous number of years that he spent in learning. From one teacher to another, spent his time in learning and seeking knowledge. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. We also find that he was from a family of ilm. Father was a scholar, grandfather was a scholar, great-grandfather was a scholar, walhamdulillah. His two brothers were also ulama, they were also scholars. He's authored numerous books. He wrote this book, Bidayatul Abid, and he explained this book himself, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, look at the number of teachers that he had. Very, very important. Have many teachers. Why? Because you benefit from these various teachers, from the various sciences and the various faculties that they have. This teacher might be a master when it comes to fiqh. This teacher in fiqh, in tahara and salah, he's very good. When it comes to mu'amalat, business transactions, not really his forte. Someone else, when it comes to aqidah, you benefit from the experiences. The more teachers you have, the greater maturity you will attain, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we now move on to the Muqaddimatul Mu'allif, the author's introduction. The author states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi faqqaha fi dinihi man sha'a min al-ibad. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and all praise belongs to Allah, who bestows understanding of the faith upon His servants, of whom He wills, and grants those obedient to Him success in worship and veracity. وَوَفَّقَ أَهْلَ طَاعَتِهِ لِلْعِبَادَ وَالسَّدَادِ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدِ الْهَادِي إِلَى طَرِيقِ الرَّشَادِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ السَّادَةِ الْقَادَةِ الْأَمْجَادِ وَعَلَى تَابِعِيهِمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ صَلَاةً دَائِمَةً مُتَّصِلَةً إِلَى يَوْمِ الْمَعَادِ. The author states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise due unto Him, and Allah bestows understanding of the deen upon His servants to whom He wills, whichever servants He wills, He wants, and He grants those obedient to Him, grants them what? Success in worship and veracity. We ask Allah for eternal and continuous prayers and peace for our leader Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guide to the path of truth, for his family. Whose family? The family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We found the scholars state what is meant by the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them state, well, just specifically his family, his children, his zawjat, his wives, etc. Others say, no, it's more than that. It's Banu Hashim and Banu Muttalib. Banu Hashim and Banu Muttalib. Others say, no, that rather it even includes all the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the final hour. And so that would even include us as being part of the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as being part of the al of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's three interpretations of what al means. It could mean his immediate family, it could mean Banu Hashim, Banu Muttalib, and it could also mean the followers of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the final day. Amma ba'd, as for what follows. وَعَلَى تَابِعِهِمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ صَلَاةً دَائِمَةً مُتَّصِلَةً إِلَى يَوْمِ الْمَعَادِ. And the author states, upon the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable leading and exemplary companions, and all who perfectly follow them until the day of return, the day when we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow them in what? Follow the Sahaba in belief, follow them in statement, and follow them in action. Amma ba'd, as for what follows. فقد استخرت الله في جمع مختصر مفيد مقتصرا فيه على العبادات ترغيبا للمريد وتقريبا للمستفيد. The author states, as such, I have sought Allah's guidance in authoring a beneficial, concise manual restricted to the acts of worship based on the jurisprudence of the highly regarded Imam Abu Abdullah Ahmad ibn Hanbal. جيد. في فقه الإمام المبجل أبي عبد الله أحمد ابن محمد ابن حنبل وسميته بداية العاب بداية العابد وكفاية الزاهد. And I have called it بداية العابد وكفاية الزاهد, as we have already mentioned, commencement of the worshipper and sufficiency of the ascetic, insha'Allah. And this is in accordance to the madhab of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was born in Baghdad in the year 164 AH. His father passed away when he was under the age of 2, subhanAllah. He was looked after by his mother. She was the one who made effort with regards to his upbringing. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal studied under Imam Abu Hanifa's student, Abu Yusuf. He also studied under Imam al-Shafi'i, or rahimahullah. And so this book here is a concise manual of fiqh. Remember, fiqh generally can be divided into four categories. We have the ibadat section, the section related to worship. Then we also have the mu'amalat section, issues related to business transactions. Then the third category, we have the fiqh of the usra, the family fiqh, issues related to the marriage and related to the nikah, related to talaq, related to custody of children, etc. Fiqh al-usra. And then the fourth category is ilm al-qada, matters related to the legal penalties, matters related to the court system, matters related to witnesses, matters related to legal judgments. So those are generally the four categories, the four classifications or divisions with regards to fiqh. Then the author states, وَمِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَرْتَجِي لَهُ الْقَبُولَ وَالنَّفْعَ لِكُلِّ مَنْ اشْتَغَلَ بِهِ مِنْ سَائِلٍ وَمَسْؤُولٍ إِنَّهُ أَكْرَمُ مَأْمُولٍ. Subhanallah. I request that Allah accept it and to benefit everyone, both the inquirer and the inquired of, the ones who busy themselves with it, with this book. For indeed, Allah is the most generous in whom to place one's hope. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our studying of this book, the explanation of this book will be a very simple explanation, insha'Allah. Our main aim and objective is to go through the text, to understand the text, and the explanation will be in line of the madhab of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. We will not be venturing into the Hanafis say this, and the opinion of the Maliki state such and such, and the Shafi'is have such and such opinion. No, we will not be entering into all of that. This is a simple text. We will be going through the text as fast as possible bi-ithnillahi ta'ala to understand the text, and as is the title of this book, this is Bidayatul Abid, commencement of the worshipper. Once you have these four pillars of al-Islam related to matters of worship in your pocket, walhamdulillah, then better yourself as a worshipper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kifayatu zahid, and sufficiency of the ascetic bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with that we have covered the matters of the author's biography, and we've already covered the introduction, walhamdulillah. Our next matter would be to begin Kitabu Tahara, the book of purification. Hayyakumullah, barakallahu fikum.